Easter Camp 2015 is just in a few weeks' time.
2015年呢個復活營咧，好快咧就會臨臨。
We'll be setting out on Monday, April the 6th.
喺4月6日，我哋就一齊去出發。
Four days from Monday to Thursday.
4日，禮拜一到禮拜四。
Where are we going for church camp?
今年我哋復活營，我哋大家去邊度呢？
We are going to Anglesey, beautiful Anglesey.
我哋去 Anglesey 最美麗嘅地方。
Northwest of Wales.
威爾斯嘅北部。
Can any one of you explain in what ways is a church camp different from a holiday tour?
夏令營同普通嘅旅行團有啲咩分別呢？
Let's talk about some similarities.
首先我哋講相同嘅點。
When you join a holiday tour, you have fun.You seek happiness.
你有快樂。
You've chosen for yourself and your family a nice place.
你咧同你家人咧去特別揾一個好嘅地方去旅遊。
Well, going to a church camp this year is similar. We are going to have fun.
我哋係會有好喜樂。
We will enjoy it.
我哋會好享受。
Not least, we're going to a nice place.
特別我哋去一個好美麗嘅地方。
Let's think about the differences.
我哋要谂下啦，唔同嘅地方系乜嘢呢
？Most of you have been to church camps.
好多人系曾经去过教会嘅营。
So you might think you know the answer. Maybe you know part of the answer.
或者你知道部分嘅答案。
But here today, there are some of you who haven't been to our church camp.
但系当中有啲人咧，从来未去过我哋教会嘅营。
So it's fair to start with this question.Joining our Easter camp is cheaper than joining a holiday tour.
第一，參加我哋個教會營咧係平好多嘅。
Cheaper yet for higher value.
又平喎，但係又得到好高嘅價值。
What you don't have in a holiday tour that you do in a church camp?
乜嘢去其他旅行團咧揾唔到嘅咧
？There will be a pastor preaching from the Bible.
哦，係有牧師咧，佢會講有關聖經嘅説話。
And we'll break into small groups for prayer and scripture reading also.
我哋要好小組一齊係祈禱。
Other differences.
仲有冇其他唔同嘅地方咧
？In a camp of this sort, we share the rooms.
喺教會嘅營裏邊咧，我哋大家咧就係共用啲嗰個房間嘅。
We take turn to cook and even wash up this year.
我哋咧一齐咧系去做煮饭，同埋咧去洗碗。
Four days, we learn to share life together.
喺四日当中，我哋一齐生命嘅交流。
So unlike joining a holiday package,
唔同咧去参加呢啲嘅旅行团
，where each person enjoy by themselves,
每个人咧就系独自去享受。
With your own family,
同你自己屋企人
；with your own buddies,
同你自己好嘅朋友
；at a church camp.
在教会的营里面呢
We'll be together.
我们是一起分享
We live together.
我们一起居住
We enjoy it together.
我们一起是享受
We learn to share life together.
我们一起是在生命里面的交流
At least for these 4 days.
是有四天这么长的时间
Not just to go there to take and no give.
我们去到了不是就是拿不施予
Not just to give and not receive.
不是只是去不段嘅私語冇接受到。
Rather, each person gives and receives.
一齊去到嘅時候咧，彼此私語又接受。
Yes, every person learns to love and be loved.
每個人學習愛別人，亦都係接受呢份嘅愛。
But let me come to the biggest difference.
我講咧係最重要差異嘅一點，我分享。
A church camp has a purpose wholly different from ordinary holiday.
教会的营的目的和其他旅行团是绝对不同的。
And that purpose is summed up in our text today.
这个的目的的不同呢在今天这个圣经里就看到了。
Let's turn to Genesis again.
我们打开创世纪。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
第二章一到第三节。
The book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
創世記第二章第一到第三節。
Let me begin from chapter 1 and verse 31.
我哋係首先讀第一章第三十一節。
And God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed, and all their hosts. And by the seventh day, God completed his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
我们从第一章三十一节开始读，神看着一切所做的都甚好，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。天地万物都做齐了，到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第四七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。
Please notice our text today describes God, not human beings.
今日嘅经文咧系形容神，唔系形容人。
It is describing the Creator, not people.
形容创造主，唔系讲有关人。
God worked for 6 days, and he took rest on day 7.
神创造宇宙系六日嘅时候，第七日佢就安息。
Isn't that unusual?
系咪觉得好奇怪呢？
Why does God need to rest?
点解神需要安息呢?
Next, we notice a balance between work and rest.
跟住我哋睇到工作同埋休息两方面嘅平衡。
6 days God worked.
六日神工作。
Day 7 he took a rest.
第七日佢就安息。
A fine balance between work and rest.
睇到工作同埋安息嗰个平衡性。
Not too much work.
不是太多的工作
，not being a workaholic，
又咪变成一个工作狂
；not too little work，
又唔系太少工作
；like some people in this country hardly work，
好似有啲人喺英国唔工作嘅
；some people can't work because of some disability，
有啲人唔能够工作，我哋明白，因为佢身体有缺陷
；some don't work simply because they're lazy，
有啲人唔做咧系根本因为懒惰
；a fine balance between work and rest，
我哋睇到。工作同埋休息非常嘅平衡。
And we notice the way the writer puts it is clearly calling for our attention.
作者咧写成咁咧，系话俾我听，我哋要明白嘅焦点。
Verse 1，
第一节
，The heavens and the earth were completed.
天地万物都做齐了。
Note the word completed.
睇住呢个字，做齐了。
Next verse，
跟住第二节。
By the seventh day, God completed all his work.
到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕。
Double emphasis of completion.
又再一次重复讲到完毕做齐。
Finished.
完啦。
Stop.
停。
Draw a line.
要画一条界线。
The work has been completed.
工作已经做齐了。
And then the term seventh day occurs.How many times?
个七日呢个字咧喺呢个段经文里边重复咗几多次咧
？Would you care to count?
你可唔可以数一数
？I counted one time.
我睇数一次。
I counted a second time.
第二次。
Three times in these 3 short verses, 7 days is mentioned.
喺三节里边咧有三次七日。
The Hebrew word for rest, Shabbat, occurs 2 times.
安息 Shabbat 呢个希伯来字出现咗两次
，each time describing God，
每次系形容神。
Clearly, the writer is calling our attention. God rested.
作者话俾我听，我哋一定要注意呢一点。神安息。
Yes, God took a rest.
神确实系安息。
And finally, on the seventh day, God blesses it and sanctifies the seventh day.
神喺第七日祝福呢一日，使呢一日系成圣。
Now, with one finger on this page or a bookmark, let's turn to Prophet Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 to 31.
我哋睇睇以赛亚书第四十章
，verses 27 to 31.
27节到三十一节。
Why does God need to take a rest, anyways? God doesn't get tired.
你要知道神系唔会攰噶啦。
Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, My way is hidden from Yahweh, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God?
雅各啊，你为何说 我的道路向耶和华隐藏，以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问？
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable.
第二十八节，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神 Yahweh, 创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power.
廿九节，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly,
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
Yet those who wait for Yahweh will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
第三十一节，那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
God doesn't get tired.
神不会疲倦的。
So,Why did God take rest?
既然神不困倦，为什么神需要安息呢？
Let's return to our main text today of Genesis chapter 2.
我们再去回今天的经文，创世纪二章第三节。
That these two words, bless and sanctify, we see these two words in verse 3.
这两个字，祝福和圣圣。在第三节里面，我们看到创世纪二章第三节。
The word bless in Hebrew, barak,
嗱，呢个字祝福 barak，
and the word sanctify in Hebrew kadash，
同埋呢一个 sanctify 呢个字咧 kadash。
Let me quote to you the definition from Holliday's Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon of the Old Testament。
好，我哋咧就系旧约嘅词典 Holliday Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon 喺呢度，我就将嗰个字义话俾大家听。
When God blesses something, He bestows power for success.
当神是祝福一样的时候，他将他的能力啊，他就摆在里面了。
So, when God blesses the seventh day, He bestows power on the seventh day for success.
我们就明白了，当神祝福第七日的时候，他将他的能力摆在第七日里面。
And when God sanctifies something, He treats that thing as holy.
当神是使一样成圣的时候，他就当这样东西是圣洁。
So when God sanctifies the seventh day, He is treating the seventh day as holy.
当神使第七日成圣，他就当第七日是圣洁。
Notice it is God who takes the initiative.
是神他自己主动去做的。
It is Yahweh who blesses and sanctifies the seventh day.
是 Yahweh 神是使第七日祝福他，亦都使他成圣。
Therefore, that seventh day has got power.
因此第七日是有能力的。
What power?
什么的能力呢？
What potential?
什么的潜伏力呢？
The potential to make people holy.
这个潜伏力就是使人圣洁的意思。
The word holy doesn't mean to wear some special dress on Sunday.
所谓这个圣洁呢，不是说礼拜日穿一些特别的衣服。
In the Bible, holy means to be like God, who himself is holy.
圣洁就是说如同神一样，他是圣洁，我们都可以圣洁。
Secondarily, holy also means it's different from the ordinary.
第二点，圣洁呢是与这个普通普遍是完全不一样。
It stands out in the crowd.
群众当中呢，它竖起出来的。
Something extraordinary.
超凡的。
To make people holy means to transform people to be holy like God.
使人圣洁的意思，将人改变如同神一样那么圣洁。
Different from other people.
与普通人是不同的。
This is the purpose of the seventh day.
这个就是第七日安息日那个真正意义。
Such is the potential of the Sabbath day.
这个就是安息日那个的潜力。
That is part of the purpose of the seventh day.
这个是第七日里面的其中一个的最重要意思。
To change people.
将人改变。
Provided people understand his meaning.
但你一定要明白安息日嗰个意思。
Provided you observe the seventh day according to God's design.
重要你自己系愿意跟随神做第七日嗰个嘅意思。
Day seven is the climax of creation.
第七日其实系整个神创造宇宙嘅高峰嚟嘅。
Chapter one, ending in verse three of chapter two.Is the opening chapter of the entire Bible.
事实上呢，是这个创世纪第一章，它完结就是第二章第三节呢，它是整本圣经里面的高潮。
Why is it talking about rest and the Sabbath?
但为什么讲到安息日这件事呢？
What conclusion do we draw? Such is the importance of day seven for mankind and for the whole universe.
因此总结是什么呢？第七日安息日对整个世界人类嗰个嘅重要性，我哋要明白呢一点。
Sabbath day is not important only for the Jews.
安息日唔系净系对犹太人系重要嘅。
We are reading the first two chapters of Genesis.
我哋而家其实读紧创世纪头一两章。
This word rest, Shabbat in Hebrew, occurs two times.
呢个字安息 Shabbat 出现咗两次。
You know, Hebrew verbs are like trees.
希伯来文动词好似一棵树咁样。
From one single root grow different stems。
一条根有好多嘅茎。
Although the stems point to different directions, they are linked。
茎虽然指向唔同嘅方向，但系彼此咧系息息相关嘅。
Shabbat is the root。
Shabbat 系字根。
Shabbat has two related but different meanings。
这个字根呢是有两个不同的意思
but related meanings.
但是彼此呢是息息相关的。
In one stem, it means stop or rest.
最重要的字干就叫停休息。
For the hifu stem, it means to remove.
但是另一个字干就叫除去。
So first it means stop or rest.
因此第一个意思停安息。
But strange,The same root also can mean to remove something from somewhere.
它另一个字干就话除去。
Why are the two stems related?
点解两个字干彼此息息相关呢？
Because to bring to a stop of something, to put an end to something, is to remove it.
当你要使一样嘢停顿，意思就话将它除去。
We'll now turn to study the meaning of the word Shabbat.
现在我们看去明白这个字安息 Shabbat.
We'll spend a few minutes on the book of Exodus.
我们就会花几分钟是在出埃及记里面是去研读。
Exodus chapter 20, starting from verse 8 to verse 11.
是在出埃及记第20章8至11节。第8节。当纪念安息日守为圣日六日要劳碌作你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可作，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。所以耶和华赐福与安息日。
Now we are reading a law for the Jewish people here.
嗱，我哋现在系有关犹太人嗰嘅律法。
Right in the middle of the Ten Commandments.
啱啱系喺呢个十诫里边嘅中间。
Although the Jewish people are bound by this particular Sabbath law,
以色列人系要遵守安息日呢一个神所立嘅律法。
We saw in the book of Genesis, the spirit of the Shabbat is applicable to whole mankind.
其实咧喺呢一个创世纪里边咧，安息日嗰个意义啊，整个人里边都可以能够应用嘅。
Notice, not only yourself should rest from all work on that day.
嗱，呢度睇到啦，不但只系你自己要停工安息。
Also your son.
仲要你嘅儿女。
Your daughter.
你嘅女。
Your whole family.
整家人。
Your employees.
你嘅工人。
Visitors who are staying with you.
甚至咧，你呢啲嘅客旅住喺寄居喺你屋企嘅人。
Friends who happen to be with you.
啱啱咧，你有朋友，佢都要咁做。
Even your cattle.
甚至你嘅牲畜。
Things you use,
你咧系用嘅一切。
Let all take a rest on that day.
無論乜嘢都要係安息一日，停工安息。
Let's flip over to chapter 23, verses 10 to 12.
我哋睇下創世記23章。
Exodus.
Exodus 係出埃及記23章。
Verses 10 to 12.
十至十二。
Again, I'll read just verse 10 in English, and I'll ask Pastor Lucy to read the rest. Verse 10, And you shall sow your land for 6 years, and gather in its yield. And on the seventh year, you shall let it rest.
出埃及記23章第十節到第十二節。六年你要耕種田地，收藏土產。只是第七年要叫地歇息，不耕不种，使你民中的穷人有吃的，他们所剩下的野兽可以吃。你的葡萄园和橄榄园也要照样办理。六日你要作工，第七日要安息，使牛驴可以歇息，使你婢女的儿子和寄居的都可以舒畅。
So not only people need to rest,
不但人需要安息,
even the farmland needs to take a rest,
甚至耕种的地方都需要休息,
even cattle,
是这个的驴牛所有的野兽需要安息。
Again, the spirit of the law is applicable even to us,
但是里面的精义根本对全人类都能够可以应用。
Here the verb is nafash. It's a different word.
这个字呢，是在这里是讲 nafash.
The word nafash means to exhale, which means to catch a breath. In Chinese, we say 吐气，喘翻啖气。As if one has been under a heavy burden.
意思就是这个人呢，就在很重的重担当中的时候呢，他终于受透翻啖气，喘一啖气。
Not only people need to catch a breath,
不但呢人需要喘一啖气。
Let your cattle, your employees, let the land catch a breath.
不但你自己需要休息，甚至你同你工作嗰啲嘅受累，你啲工人，你所有嘢都需要休息嘅。
Let's flip to Exodus chapter 34.
我哋睇下出埃及记34章。
In verse 21.
34章第21节。
The book of Exodus chapter 34 and verse 21. You shall work 6 days, and on the seventh day you shall rest.Even during plowing time and harvest, you shall rest.
出埃及记34章第21节是这样讲，你六日要作工，第七日要安息，虽在耕种收割的时候也要安息。
Some among you have been farmers before you emigrated to the UK.
或者当中呢，有些人呢，你未移民到英国之前呢，也都是做这个耕种的工作。
You'll be in the best position to understand this scripture.
你更加清楚明白这个经文的意思。
The time to gather in the harvest is very critical.
那个季节呢，是要收割，也都是很重要的。
You can't wait.
你不可以等的。
Or the food would come spoiled.
如果唔系咧，收成咧完全咧就会坏噶啦。
So whether it's seed time or harvest,
无论撒种与收割
，things which to farmers are very urgent,
对农夫嚟讲系非常之紧急。
If it falls on the Sabbath day, rest.
但系若果咧嗰个季节啱啱系安息日咧，你要停工。
The spirit of the teaching is clear.
这个的精义啊，安息的精义是很清楚告诉我们。
Even though you may think something is urgent,
甚至你觉得呢很紧急，我不可以等。
Stop the work.
无论点，你都要停工。
Well, let's flip to chapter 35.
我们看看出埃及记35章。
And verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 35 and verse 3. You shall not...Kindle the fire in any of your dwellings on the Shabbat day.
出埃及记35章第三节，当安息日，不 可在你们一切的住处生火。
So what is the application for us modern humans?
怎样应用这一节呢？
Kindle no fire.
不可生火。
In order to learn to Shabbat.
而学习这个安息日的精义。
What is a modern equivalent of kindling a fire?
现在的时代呢，何谓叫做生火呢？
Someone is smiling at me.
有些人呢，跟我笑紧啦。
Yes.
边个可以答？
I think kindling fire is equivalent to switching on our cell phone and checking our messages. Yeah.
反而我觉得呢，生火现今里面呢，就是代表我们常常拿着个手机不断打。睇嘢
，the application is don't switch it on。
唔好生火就系摆低你啲手机、你啲电脑啊。
Stop checking your cell phone, please。
唔好成日睇呢个手机嗰啲嘅信息。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 12。
我哋继续去睇咧嘅系出埃及记第十二章
，chapter 12, verse 16。
第十六节，出埃及记十二章十六节。
And on the first day, you shall have a holy assembly, and another holy assembly on the seventh day. No work at all shall be done on them, except what must be eaten by each person, that alone may be prepared, may be cooked by you.
头一日你们当有圣会，第七日也当有圣会。这两日之内，除了预备各人所要吃的以外，无论何工都不可作。
Holy assembly is a gathering of God's people with a holy purpose.
圣会就是神的子民一起的相聚，它相聚有一个很清楚的目的的。
On that definition, a church camp is a holy assembly.
因此营，我们就去这个营呢，就是等于这个圣会了。
God's people are gathering with an extraordinary purpose.
神的子民一起的相聚是有一个很清楚的超凡的目的。
Let's read verse 15 also.
我们继续读第十五节。
7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, but on the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats anything leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel.
第十五节，你们要吃无酵饼七日，头一日要把酵从你们各家中除去，因为从头一日起到第七日为止，凡吃有酵的饼，要从以色列中剪除。
Now you might think the word Shabbat doesn't appear here.
你咧睇到呢度，咦，冇呢个安息日呢个字啊？
问嘅时候。The word remove is a second stem, the hebrew of the same root, Shabbat.
那那个除去这个字呢，其实除去这个字呢，是安息日一个从一个字根那里出来的，但不同字干。
So we are reading about the Shabbat.
所以根本上呢，我们是读着安息日的。
So on the first day, first remove leaven from the houses.
所以第一日你要将酵呢，要从家中除去。
We know from the New Testament scripture, leaven is a symbol of evil.
我们知道在这个新约里面的经文里面告诉我们，酵是代表邪恶。
So on the first day, remove evil from the heart first.
所以第一日，你首先要从心中里面的邪恶呢，要除去。
And then learn to rest.
学习安静。
You see, in Hebrew thought, removing evil and observing the Shabbat are related.
对于希伯来人来说呢，你要遵守安息日是等于除去这个邪恶，是同一个的道理来的。
Let's flip to Exodus chapter 31.
我们看看出埃及记三十一章。
Chapter 31 and verse 13.
第三十一章第十三节。
And we will read from verse 13 all the way to 17.
出埃及记三十一章十三到十七节。
I will read just 13 and 17, but ask Pastor Lucy to read the whole. But as for you, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, You shall surely observe my Shabbat, For this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh who sanctifies you. 17. It is a sign between me and the sons of Israel forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and the earth. On the seventh day Yahweh ceased from work, and Yahweh was refreshed.
你要吩咐以色列人说，你们务要守我的安息日，因为这是你我之间世世代代的证据，使你们知道我耶和华是叫你们成为圣的。所以你们要守安息日，以为圣日。凡干犯这日的，必要把他治死；凡在这日作工的，必从民中剪除。六日要作工，但第七日要安息圣日，是向耶和华守为圣的。凡在安息日作工的，必要把他治死。故此，以色列人要世世代代守安息日，为永远的约。第十七节，这是我和以色列人永远的证据，因为六日之内耶和华造天地，第七日便安息舒畅。
It's very strange to read the concluding sentence in verse 17.
当我们看最尾那一节的时候，你觉得很奇怪。
Not only God rested on the seventh day,
不但看到神在第七日他安息。
After rested, he felt refreshed.
当他安息之后，他是舒畅的，神是舒畅的。
We know on the one hand, God doesn't get tired.
一方面我们知道神不会疲倦。
Yet he takes rest. He's refreshed.
另一方面，我睇到神其实佢安息嘅。当佢安息之后，佢系舒畅嘅。
Isn't that strange？
系咪得好得意
？But now let's read carefully verse 13。
我哋继续睇第十三节。
You shall surely observe my Shabbat, that you may know I Yahweh sanctify you。
你要吩咐以色列人说：你们务要守我的安息日，使你们知道我Yahweh是你们成为圣的。
To know God, one must learn to rest.
他要认识神，我一定要学习安息。
If a person doesn't know how to take a rest, he and she will have a big problem learning to experience God.
因为如果你不懂得去安息的时候，你不懂得认识神的。
Learn to observe the Shabbat so that you may know.
你一定要学习遵守安息日，使到你能够认识。
To be aware that God Yahweh is the person who sanctifies you。
认识乜嘢咧？能够察觉得到Yahweh神能够使你成圣。
Through taking rest, people become aware of God。
当你安息嘅时候咧，你个心能够察觉到神。
And what God is doing。
同埋。能够观察到神的作为。
Which means if you don't know how to take rest,
如果你不懂得去安息的话，
You're not aware of God very often, are you?
你就不会那么能够觉察到神的了。
You're not very aware of what God is doing, are you?
你不会那么警醒神的作为。
Here we come to see the purpose of the Shabbat.
因此我们现在看到安息日的目的。
Learn to stop.
学习停。
Learn to relax.
学习轻松。
Calm down.
要平静。
Learn to become awakened.
个灵里边要复苏。
Become aware of God's presence.
警觉神嘅同在。
And learn to tune in to God.
学习与神调和。
Those who know nothing about taking rest, the spirit and even the mind can be very dull.
如果你不懂得安息的时候，你那个灵和你那个思潮，你就会很钝的了。
Often very confused.
你就很混乱的个人。
Very insensitive.
你就很不敏感的。
Insensitive to God.
是对神不敏感。
And insensitive to people around you.
亦都对你周围的人亦都不会敏感的。
Self-centered.
自我为中心。
Such people are often tired.
呢啲人咧就好攰噶啦
，worn out，
成个人咧散咗
，stretched out，
即系用到尽噶啦
，heavy laden，
而且咧个心好重嘅。
But those who learn to observe the Shabbat,
但係咧，凡係學習去遵守啲安息日嘅時候
，are being trained to become aware.
你咧就會係被訓練到屬靈裏邊咧係好警覺
，to have the spirit quickened.
你個靈咧係得到復甦。
Spiritual awakening is preparation for transformation.
靈裏邊嗰個復甦咧係預備我哋被神嘅改變嘅。
To make us holy.
使到我哋聖潔。
Now we come in full circle.
嗱，現在你行咗一個大圈啦。
That's why I say the spirit of the Shabbat applies to all.
我哋要知道咧，安息日嗰個精義咧，每個人咧都要去學習。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus.
我哋睇下呢一個嘅利未記。
Chapter 16.
第十六章，利未記十六章。
Starting from verse 29.
第廿九節，利未記。十六章廿九節
，Leviticus 16:29 on to verse 31，
至到三十一節。
And I ask Pastor Lucy to read
廿九節到三十一節。廿九節，每逢七月初十日，你們要刻苦己身，無論是本地人，是寄居在你們中間的外人。什麼工都不可作，這要作你們永遠的定例，因在這日要為你們贖罪，使你們潔淨。你們要在耶和華面前得以潔淨，脫盡一切的罪牽。這日你們要守為聖安息日，要刻苦己心，這為永遠的定例。
We read in verse 29.
喺廿九節
，God's people should do no work on that day, with the purpose of humbling their souls.
喺嗰日，神嘅子民不能作任何嘅工作，目的係需要刻苦己身。
Not just to take a rest,
唔係就咁休息
，but rest in order to humble our souls.
係有一個好清楚嘅目的，安息使到自己能夠刻苦己身。
In verse 30, we read.
喺第十三第三十節，我哋睇到。
In order that God will cleanse you from all sins.
使到神可以潔淨我哋裏邊一切嘅罪污。
So here then we see clearly the purpose of the Shabbat.
因此我哋睇到安息日嘅目的。
Through stopping work.
透過停工。
Learning to calm down,
願意平靜下來
and humbling ourselves before God,
在神面前謙卑下來
we prepare ourselves to receive forgiveness and cleansing.
我們就預備我們的心呢是得到神的赦免和得到潔淨
This is how God blesses and sanctifies.
因此我們就明白到神透過安息日怎樣樣使人成聖和祝福
Yes, this is how God makes us holy through the Shabbat.
对神是透过这个安息日使到人得到成圣。
Our time is gone. Let's turn to the last scripture.
时间差不多了，我们要看最后一个经文。
The prophet Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15.
在以赛亚书第三十章十五节，以赛亚书三十章第十五节。
The prophet Isaiah.Chapter 30 and verse 15.
以赛亚书三十章第十五节。
For thus the Lord Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, has said, In repentance or in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust is your strength.
主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们竟自不肯。
Yes, the concluding sentences, but you were not willing to learn to rest.
嗱，呢个最后嗰节呢，系就讲啦，你哋竟唔肯去做。
Let's conclude.
我哋总结。
Now finally we realize why even God took rest.
我就能明白啦，点解神佢都要安息
？And why He blesses day seven of God's creation and bestows potential that day with to help people.
同埋点解神祝福第七日，系透过呢一日，佢有力嘅潜力能够帮到祝福人。
And the lesson today has application for our Easter camp this year.
嗱，今日所讲咧，与我哋就嚟要去迎咧，还可以能够应用得到嘅。
Our happy Easter camp is coming up in about 2 weeks' time.
仲有两个星期咧，呢个复活营咧就会临到我哋当中。
Let's get ready.
我哋要有一个心理嘅准备。
First,
第一
，by finishing all necessary work before the camp day arrives.
到呢个营之前咧，将你所有嘅工作尽量做好。
Finish everything necessary before the camp.
最好去营之前咧，你做好晒一切。
Please do not bring work to camp.
千万不要将你工作带埋去个营里边。
Learn to draw a line.
要学习画一条界线。
Stop.
停。
What needs to be continued? Continue afterwards.
要继续做嘅嘢系营之后可以继续做。
Not only work, we should stop.
不但止工作，我哋要停。
Do not carry worries, anxieties, emotions to the camp.
仲有咧，将里边嘅忧虑、烦躁、唔好嘅情绪啊、态度咧，带埋入个营里边添。
Harmful attitudes, please don't bring them.
系对你嘅身体系有损害嘅情绪同埋个态度咧，唔好带去营里边。
And here comes the next suggestion.
嗱，另一个嘅提议咧，我就会同大家讲啦。
Use cell phone for emergency only, please.
你嘅手机咧系几时用咧？唔系成日用，系当系最紧急嘅时候咧，你先用。
Or use your cell phone for contacting your family to assure them that you are safe in Uncle C.
你个手机咧系爱嚟联络你家人，话俾你家人听咧，你系平安无事。
Or to inquire that your family members are back home.Are safe.
或者咧，可以睇下你家人咧係咪屋企咧係平安。
But otherwise, would you please don't use a cell phone during those 4 days?
除此之外咧，喺呢四日裏邊，請你唔好咧用你嘅手機啊。
Do not use a cell phone during meetings, of course.
當然咧，開會嘅時候咧，關機。
And don't use a cell phone during meals, please.
食飯嘅時候咧，關機。
And even after you finish your meal, please don't use your cell phones.
食完饭咧都唔好开机。
We're going there in order to be together.
因为我哋去嘅时候咧，彼此有交流啊。
Why stare at your cell phone after a meal?
做咩成日要睇到个手机咧，睇呢个信息咧？
Let me have a rundown of the main points today.
嗱，我今日咧再重复咧，今日最重要个几点，同大家再重复。
What is the holy purpose of a church camp?
到底教会嘅营嘅目的系乜嘢呢
？First，
第一
，stop，
停
，not just work，
唔系不但止停工
，but stop our habits，
系将我哋啲习惯咧要停顿落嚟
，our thoughts，
我哋嘅思潮
，our plans，
我哋嘅计划
，our harmful attitude，
损害我哋嗰个态度
，two，
第二
，let's learn to rest，
学习安息
，calm down。
你个肃静
，in order to learn to humble ourselves before God，
因此咁，我哋可以学习喺神面前谦卑下来
，and become awakened in our spirit，
我哋灵就得到苏醒。
Point three，
第三
，and then learn to tune in to God，
跟住我哋学习与神调和
，tune in to those around us，
与我哋周围嘅人。彼此調和
，tune in to the grandeur of nature。
我要調和到大自然嗰裏邊，睇到佢嗰個嘅壯觀
，and be blessed。
係咁樣緣故咧，我哋會得到祝福
，be cleansed，
會得到聖聖
，be forgiven， be forgiven，
再得到潔淨
，and become holy，
成為聖潔。
You see。Such a church camp is more enjoyable than a holiday package.
呢一种咁嘅营咧，系比呢啲嘅旅行团咧更加嘅喜乐。
Because we're being together.
因为我哋一齐相聚。
And we're being together with our heavenly Father.
更加重要，我哋同我哋嘅神系一齐嘅相聚。
Let us pray.
我哋祷告。